KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:07, we have dense fog in Atlantic and 34 degrees. We look for it to be foggy this morning with scattered light showers later and a high of 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Topping the news, if you're planning on driving to the east toward Wyota or from Oneida through Wyota into Atlantic, you want to be aware that there is an accident. A two-vehicle collision occurred around 7:45 this morning west of Wyota at about 655th and White Pole Road. According to the report, one vehicle was on the road while the other had rolled into a ditch. Additional details are currently not available. Another crash was reported in the Omaha metro area on eastbound Interstate 80 near the I-480 split. That crash was reported around 7:30 a.m. The Nebraska Department of Transportation reports the center two lanes are closed there, and you should avoid that area and use an alternate route if possible. But again, be aware that west of Wyota, there's been an accident involving two vehicles, one of them which is still on the road. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, most of the Wilson Island State Recreation Area along the Missouri River has reopened to the public after being closed for 19 months due to flooding. But the campgrounds won't reopen until mid-April. Michelle Reinig, a supervisor at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, said the number of campsites will be reduced to eliminate the most flood-prone camping areas.
We hope we can live with the river and still provide access to the resource and the public recreation and being good stewards of taxpayer dollars.
Most of the 544-acre recreation area is now open for hunting, hiking, and bird watching, as well as fishing in the Missouri River. Ronick said the river levels fluctuated during the 9 months that floodwaters had remained in the area.
Every time the floodwaters come up and then they recede, it cuts back into the bank and it deposits new sand and silt elsewhere, so it creates new fishing holes along the riverfront there.
There is no fee to use the ramp in the recreation area that gives boats access to the river. Wilson Island, which is near the town of Missouri Valley, was originally a sandbar that developed around 1900. It's named after George Wilson, a former Iowa governor and U.S. senator. Some accounts indicate the Lewis and Clark expedition camped in that area in 1804. With less than 2 weeks now until the polls close on Election Day, the pace of early voting in Iowa is way ahead of previous records. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
More than 827,000 Iowans have asked for an absentee ballot so they may vote early, either in person at their county auditor's office or by mail. The Iowa Secretary of State's website shows nearly 571,000 Iowans have already voted. 53% of them are Democrats, 30% are Republicans, and the remaining 16% are registered as no party or independent voters. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Now, the latest voter registration data show there are about 13,000 more registered Republicans and Democrats in Iowa. For the past few weeks, independent voters have been the largest voting bloc in the state, but they've been surpassed this year by voters aligning with the two major parties. The Cass County Auditor's Office on Tuesday reported they still have 639 ballots that were mailed out that need to be returned. And remember, the postage is already paid, so you just simply drop it in the mail, or you can walk that ballot into the auditor's office. Officials said also that Saturday, October 24th, is the last day to request a ballot be mailed to you. The Cass County Auditor's Office is open this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for you to come in and vote. And they did say that they have broken their 2016 record and currently have over 3,000 ballots here in Cass County. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest at around 8:50 p.m. Tuesday of 40-year-old Aaron Reapy. The Creston man was taken into custody at his residence on a Union County warrant for the violation of probation. Reapy was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Officials of the Harlan Police Department report just two arrests over the past week. On Sunday, 41-year-old Jason Robin Conway Emery of Shelby was arrested following the execution of a search warrant. Emery was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with theft in the fourth degree. And on October 14th, 52-year-old Brian Allen Sorensen of Harlan was arrested on an active warrant. Sorensen was transported to the Shelby County Jail. Law enforcement agencies across the country, including here in Cass County, have issued warnings with regard to schemes aimed at playing on emotions for the Blue Lives Matter movement. The schemes involve telemarketers who often target elderly donors. The callers claim to be from a variety of generic and similar-sounding alias organizations, such as the Police Officers Support Association, the National Emergency Responders Coalition, and National Coalition for Police and Troopers. Many donors say they believe they were supporting a charity that helps local officers, but none of the money being raised is actually going to police departments, according to government records. Instead, their contributions end up with a super PAC, Law Enforcement for a Safer America, which has ties to a controversial union and spends the majority of its money on its own operating costs. At least seven local police departments from around the country and a state attorney general panel have issued scam alerts and other notices about those fundraising efforts, warning residents in their communities as recently as this summer that they have no affiliation with that group. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.